The poem is "The Negro Speaks of Rivers." It was written when I was 18 years old, just out of high school. It goes like this. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
Nocturne at Bethesda. I thought I saw an angel flying low. I thought I saw the flicker of a wing above the mulberry trees, but not again. Bethesda sleeps. This ancient pool that healed a host of bearded Jews does not awake. This pool that once the angels troubled does not move. No angel stirs it now. No Savior comes with healing in his hands to raise the sick and bid the lame man leap upon the ground. The golden days are gone. Why do we wait so long upon the marble steps, blood falling from our opened wounds? And why do our black faces search the empty sky? Is there something we have forgotten? Some precious thing we have lost, wandering in strange lands? There was a day, I remember now, I beat my breast and cried, "Wash me, God, wash me with a wave of wind upon the barley. O quiet one, draw near, draw near. Walk upon the hills with lovely feet, and in the waterfall stand and speak, and dip white hands in the lily pool, and mourn upon the harp still hanging in the trees near Babylon along the river's edge. But oh, remember me, I pray, before the summer goes, and rose leaves lose their red. And the old terror takes my heart."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?